For the Cowboys State News Network, I'm Ty Stockton, and this is The Great Outdoors. My cousin Carrie stopped in Cheyenne on her way back from a vacation recently. I told her we should take our families camping like we did when we were kids, and she got really quiet. Then I remembered how those trips actually went. When we were just kids, my cousin Carrie went with my family on at least a couple of our summer camping trips. I think there had to have been more than two trips she went with us on, but I can only recall one to Fisherman Creek Lake and another to Water Dog Lake. And that's probably those trips that Carrie remembers most clearly, too. When I asked her last week if she'd like to get her family together with mine for a camping trip sometime soon, she got a strange look on her face, then she changed the subject. And that's when memories of those two trips came flooding back. And I do mean flooding. One year, Carrie came with my dad, my sister, and me when we went to Fisherman Creek Lake. We didn't pack in that year. We camped at the trailhead instead. That was probably a good idea because it rained the entire time we were there. It never stopped. It looked like it might let up on the third day, so we started hiking up the trail to the lake. About the time we finished the 4-mile slog, it started coming down harder than ever, and we had to walk all the way back in the downpour. Another year, Carrie came with us to Water Dog Lake. We now refer to that as the waterlogged Water Dog trip. It started raining as we packed the gear on the horses, and 5 days later, as we were packing out, it finally stopped. I've decided Carrie's our family's very own rain magnet. Seems like every time she goes camping with us, it rains like mad. And that's probably why she didn't answer me when I asked her if she wanted to go camping. Maybe she doesn't realize she's the human divining rod. Maybe she thinks it's my fault. Either way, it was good to see her again, even if it did start raining as she was driving away. This has been The Great Outdoors. Visit us at cowboystatenews.com. I'm Ty Stockton, and I'll see you out there.